need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听你问我答，我是冯菲菲。
Hello, and hello, 菲菲。
Hello, Rob. Are you ready to answer today's question?
Actually, no, I'm not. I've been a bit snowed under with work, and I'm not quite ready.
被雪盖住了。Has it been snowing?
No, I just mean I've had a bit too much work to do.
忙不过来。
But I'm sure I've got a question here somewhere.
Is this it?
Oh, yes, thanks. Let's read it then.
Hello, I'm Lisa from Shanghai.I read this sentence in a BBC script. I'm so far behind with work. I don't know its meaning. Could you please tell me what it means and give me some more examples? Thank you.
今天的问题来自上海的 Lisa. 她想知道 I'm so far behind with work 这句话应该怎么理解。So the phrase is I'm so far behind with work. Does that sound familiar, Rob?
Of course, and I'm sure many people have said it, but if you're not sure what it means, then I'll try to explain.
Are you sure you've got time?
I've always got time for our listeners, however behind I am.
落后不如 behind. Why do we use that word then?
Well, the word can describe someone or something that is at the back of somewhere and often hidden, such as...
It's quite hard to find that new cafe, but if you go down that road, it's just behind the station.
But in the context of this phrase, behind has a different meaning. We're talking more about timekeeping. It's about making less progress than you had expected.
不过我们常用 behind 来表示落后了，或者没像预期想象的那样。It's a bit like a running race.
Yes, imagine you were running in the London Marathon.
I could only imagine that.
Come on, Fei Fei, I know you can do it.
The world champion is running so far behind me.She can't catch up now. I think I could win.
You could do it.
Fei Fei, are you okay?
Sorry, I was just dreaming. Anyway, being far behind 的意思就是比预期晚了，迟了，落后了。This can happen at work if you have too much to do.
Or if you've been gossiping too much.
True. 上班时候光忙着聊天就没时间做工作了。当然如果工作很多忙不过来那自然而然也就落后了。But why do we say so far?
Far implies a long way behind. And so far implies that it's such a long way you probably can't catch up.
这里用 far 表示落后很多赶上的可能不大了。What other phrases can we use to suggest that we're behind in our work?
Have a listen to these other examples.
Will wants the project finished by Friday, but I'm way behind. I won't get it done on time.
I just can't keep on top of my work.
Sorry, I can't come out tonight. I'm up against it at work.
I've got to finish this by 5 o'clock, but time is against me.
上面我们听到的例子都可以用来表示工作太多，忙不过来。So we had...
Way behind.
差得很多。
Can't keep on top of.
不能按时完成。
Up against it.
面临某种困难。
And time is against me.
时间在跟我赛跑。And Rob, time is against us too.
Yes, I guess it's time to go. And anyway, aren't we going to the cinema tonight?
We were, but as you were so snowed under with your work...I think you need to stay in and catch up.
It can wait.
I knew you would say that. 希望我们及时地回答了 Lisa 的问题。Lisa 没有落后她的功课。
If you have a question about the English language, please email us at questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
是的，记得把你的问题发邮件给我们。我们下次节目再会了。
Now, Fei Fei, what should we see at the cinema tonight?
Working 9 to 5?
Bye!
Bye.
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。